The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Kelly Austin is chairman of the Stevens County Republican Party, and Kelly is on our guest line. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well, and you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate a few minutes of your time this morning. Now, you, of course, chairman of the Stevens County GOP here. Let's talk for a minute about early voting, and as I understand it, you have some results of early voting here in Stevens County. Is that right?
Well, I have numbers of turnout. Let's be clear, we don't have results yet. That would,
right,
you know, not be accurate. Okay, just to clarify. But yes, I do. You know, I've heard comments from different folks wondering whether high turnout helps Herschel Walker or helps the other side. I think historically, early voting has always been strongest for the Republican turnout. And I would say that certainly is only going to be indicative here in Stevens County for certain.
Now, you had mentioned, you and I spoke over the weekend, and I had had talked with you about the fact sometimes when I hear about early voting, it makes me a bit nervous from the Republican side of things, but you think that's not going to be the case here in Stevens. So can you share with us some of the numbers, the number of people, because early voting ended when? Friday?
It did Friday at 5 o'clock for Stevens County. Now, something else to bear in mind, Stevens County is a very small county. We are actually the smallest geographic county in the state of Georgia when it comes to private property because we have so much federally owned land in the county. So we're a very small county.
Talk with us about what you've seen and the numbers that you have on the number of people who turned out early in Stevens County.
Definitely. Well, we have 17,985 registered voters in Stevens County. So we're a very small county, but we have very, very high registered voters. And of that, we typically see about 50% or more turnout in every local election. So although we're a very small county, we actually have mid-sized county turnout, which makes us much more of a deciding vote, really, than some would expect. And we're kind of expecting that across North Georgia as we see small counties, but with high turnout, and that will help a little bit of a balancing effect. So we had a total turnout in the general election in November of 9,428 total votes for the county, and that included about 500 absentee ballots. So we don't have a large number of absentee ballots. The absentee ballots requested for the runoff was right around that number, about 540, I believe, absentee ballots. And we've had nearly 500 of those have already been returned. There's just a handful of the absentee ballots that are still out there waiting to come in if they are returned. So we had 9,400 total votes in the general election. Of those, about 40% of those, 40% of the total registered voters voted early. So we had a very strong turnout on that. We've had so far 5,795 votes in early voting for this runoff. So that's been about 33% of our total registered voter population, down 6% from election day, or I'm sorry, from general election early votes. So that's pretty significant in numbers wise to see that percentage of a turnout for a runoff. And as most of your listeners I'm sure know, the underdog typically does better in a runoff. So these numbers, again, should only help Herschel versus the other side.
On our guest line, Kelly Austin, chairman of the Republican Party in Stevens County. So it was this better, Kelly, than you had expected? I know there was a lot of concern about getting people back out to vote for this runoff. And, of course, there's concern about getting them out to the polls tomorrow, those who did not participate in early voting. So was this much better than you had anticipated?
It really really is. You know, I didn't know what the percentage would be, and I don't have the numbers in front of me for what the runoff was last time in January. But this feels very strong. And something else to bear in mind, you know, two things. One, I do believe that Senator Warnock's massive ad campaign has had a positive effect on Republican turnout, because there is no one in the state of Georgia that is not aware that there is a runoff going on. And watching his ads every 3 seconds on whatever medium you watch is just a constant reminder. And I've just heard commentary of folks who may have been on the fence, but watching so much negativity, just so out of proportion, did nothing but to encourage them and remind them to come back and vote for Herschel. So the turnout has been really, really strong. I think we're going to continue to see that in the election tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and that's an interesting perspective, because, you know, I've had people over some of our South Carolina listeners saying, you know, what's going on? Why are we not seeing more Herschel Walker ads? We're hearing all of these and seeing all these Warnock ads, so where is Herschel? But you think that the fact that Warnock has been on the air, that that's just reminding Republicans to show up then, huh?
Absolutely. And you keep bear in mind, Warnock is the highest spending senatorial candidate in U.S. history. The numbers that he's spending is unparalleled, and it's really not viable. I mean, Herschel is advertising. You know, I'm seeing ads. Everyone is seeing those things. We had door knockers. We're having, you know, volunteers making phone calls. But realistically, no one can compete with the kind of money that's being dumped into Warnock's campaign when it comes to just a you know, head-to-head media campaign opposition. But again, to take that at face value, I think, would be inaccurate, because it's still a reminder. And at this point, again, no one is on the fence. No one is going to walk into the polls tomorrow and decide once they get there which ticket they're pulling.
Yeah. Well, and you had the entire national Democrat machine raising money for Warnock. I mean, the president, of course, the president has not been seen in Georgia. He's afraid to come down here because he's afraid he'll remind Georgia voters of just where our nation is today. But he had time on Friday to go to a fundraiser in Boston to help raise money for Warnock in Boston, some of that Northeast liberal money. And I think that's how the Democrats do this. They flood a state with money from other parts of the country.
Absolutely. And they're also missing a key element that, regardless of even your political affiliation, there is so much strong loyalty for Herschel across all of Georgia, certainly across rural Georgia, North Georgia, places like Stevens County, Habersham County, White County, these local areas. Yet these are the folks that grew up with Herschel. I can't tell you the number of people that I know in Toccoa that went to school with him, that rode the UGA bus with him, that were in Athens at the same time he was still playing. There's so much loyalty built in here that really surpasses any amount of advertising or negativity that you could really come across. If you grew up with this guy and you remember watching him play or being a teammate with him or going to school with him, nothing else really can counter that relationship and that experience. And same thing in small towns. Maybe you didn't go to school with him, but your aunt or your uncle or your mom or your dad or someone else that you knew had that personal interaction with him. For example, when he came to Toccoa last week, you know, he was there for 3 hours. He did not leave until the last person was gone. He shook the last hand. And I heard comments of someone else who knew him from school and said that they did not have a chance to talk to him. They didn't wait to talk to him, I should clarify. But that was okay, because they've had lots of conversations in the past, and they know that that's who he has always been, and that it's not a campaign rhetoric. It's not a persona he's put on for the election. It's who he's always been, personable, caring, valuing the person who's in front of him at that exact moment.
Yep. Well, and that's why we have to make sure that we elect him tomorrow to represent you guys in Georgia in the U.S. Senate. One final question for you. Kelly Austin here with me from Stevens County. What's your prediction tomorrow as far as turnout? I mean, obviously, you guys have done well with early voting. You think there'll be big crowds at the polls tomorrow as well?
I don't think it's going to be a massive crowd, because, again, if you look at the total turnout, we're looking at you know, a couple of thousand people left to vote, really, in the county. I think we're probably going to see consistent turnout during the day, but not anything that needs to deter anyone from coming. You know, I don't think you're going to be in line a long time. They have got this down so smoothly. Just kudos to Christian Hamilton and the others with the county who have taken over and running this election and doing just a fantastic job. But I do think that we're going to get really, really close to our general election total voter turnout by the end of tomorrow. Well,
and that is huge, Kelly, to in a runoff election to be able to turn people back out like that again. So a great job for you and the Stevens County Republican Party. And we hope that we see that across the state of Georgia. That's what we're going to have for tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. That's just the encouragement to everyone. If you have not already voted anywhere in the state of Georgia, please remember to come out and vote tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at your regular voting location. If you don't know where that is, anyone can just Google My Voter Page, and that will pull up the link. They can put in their basic information, and it will tell them exactly where they vote, personalized to them, for their local county. That's so super important. Because all we really need is just to have a few hundred more votes in each of these individual counties up here to counteract some of the turnout that we obviously expect from Metro Atlanta.
Right, exactly. Kelly, thank you again for your time this morning and for a job well done. We're going to be looking for a victory tomorrow. Have a blessed day out there.
Thank you so much, Joey.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.